This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. German Chancellor Olaf Scholz said Monday that Western countries are ready for a serious dialogue with Russia on European security issues, but also are looking for Russian President Vladimir Putin to de-escalate his threat of an imminent invasion of Ukraine. He said Russia's military activities on the Ukrainian border are incomprehensible for us. There are no sensible reasons for such a military deployment. These activities, as well as the question of how to deal with Russia's demands of security guarantees, were the main topics of our talks today. I make clear here in Kyiv once again that the sovereignty and territorial safety of Ukraine is non-negotiable for Germany. We expect Russia to take clear steps to de-escalate the current tensions. Scholz offered a new opening to the Kremlin after meeting with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky in Kyiv, even as the U.S. and its allies have warned that Putin could launch a massive attack on Ukraine within days with a missile and aerial bombardment followed by a swift ground invasion. No immediate comment from Russia on Scholz's comments. Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov on Monday said Ukraine is not joining NATO. Ukraine not joining NATO could be a solution to the crisis. Quote, Ukraine's confirmed and formalized commitment to abandon its idea to join NATO would certainly be a move that would substantially promote the formulation of a more meaningful answer to Russia's concerns. Peskov told this to reporters during his daily briefing via telephone. Moscow wants guarantees from the West that NATO won't allow Ukraine and other former Soviet countries to join as members, and that the alliance will halt weapons deployments to Ukraine and roll back its forces. This is VOA News. Iran claimed Monday that the United States canceled a prisoner swap deal the night before the agreed date. According to the spokesman for Iran's foreign minister, Saeed Khatibzadeh, quote, unfortunately, a deal for a prisoner swap was once achieved, but the American side went back on its word on the night before the agreed date. It provides once again how careful you must be when you make any agreement with Washington, because you never know if they will honor the agreement, even if they announce it. He did not elaborate when the agreement was made or when it was supposed to be implemented. The U.S. did not immediately acknowledge this. The busiest U.S.-Canada border crossing reopened late Sunday after protests against COVID-19 restrictions closed it for almost a week, while Canadian officials held back from a crackdown on the larger protest in the capital of Ottawa. Detroit International Bridge Company said in a statement that the Ambassador Bridge is now fully open, allowing the free flow of commerce between the Canada and U.S. economies once again. Esther Jensen, the spokeswoman for the company, said in a text later on that the Associated Press that the bridge reopened to traffic at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. The crossing normally carries 25% of all trade between the two countries, and the blockade on Canadian side had disrupted businesses in both countries, with automakers forced to shut down several assembly plants. India will begin sending 50,000 tons of wheat to Afghanistan through Pakistan next week in rare cooperation between the two rival nations to help millions of Afghans facing severe food shortages. Islamabad agreed in November to New Delhi's request to allow the supply of wheat through its territory, and the two sides have now sorted out the modalities of the transportation. Pakistani officials confirmed this on today. The arrangement calls for Afghan trucks to collect the grain from India and to take the consignment through Pakistan's Wagah border to Afghanistan's eastern city of Jalalabad. A special United Nations panel is putting the finishing touches on a major science report that is supposed to tell people all about climate change. The report will highlight how global warming disrupts people's lives, their natural environment, and Earth itself. One activist group predicts it will be a nightmare painted in the dry language of science, but first the report has to go through the intense review in a two-week virtual session of governments and scientists starting on Monday. And the Los Angeles Rams carried off the crown jewel in a venue built for champions by winning the Super Bowl trophy last night. It took a precise 79-yard drive, capped by Cooper Kupp's one-yard touchdown reception, with 1:25 remaining for a 23-20 victory over the Cincinnati Bengals. Via remote, Joe Palca, VOA News.